Thank you for joining me for today's segment. I'm going to jump right in. Looking forward to sharing this topic with you today. Going to be speaking about one of the most important areas that I like to focus on, and that is branding. And today I'm going to be speaking with you about branding as a magnate, Michelangelo's David style. And so this is really about being able to extract the David aspect of you that's within the magnate that's within. And so I'm excited to share with you about this because it's one of the mastermind focuses that I use in terms of really helping individuals to bring forth the magnate that's within. And if you know anything about Michelangelo and the story of how he created David, he had this concept where he saw the stone and he chiseled away everything that wasn't David. And so when it comes to being a magnate and being able to start powerfully positioning yourself in the marketplace to make magnate moves, you have to focus on your branding and chip away everything that is not the magnate version of you that is ready to come forth and be displayed, in the online world. Now, this is vital because if your branding is not the central focus, and I'm not talking about a logo and nice cosmetics and different things, it's who you are being, your brand beingness, your brand expression. If you aren't positioning yourself in a way where people are not just aware of your brand, but they're connecting to your brand in a way where they have to be a part of your experience, right? People like people who are influential, of course, but people who can show up as an authority, but someone who is very relatable, not someone who's too far out there, and but at the same time, not too kind of, I don't say under the radar or so. They need to have a really good balance, a great medium. So when you are a magnate, you can provide that. You can, yes, definitely be high level and successful for sure, and at the same time, relatable, but you want to be authentic. And so, in terms of understanding who you are as a magnate, extracting that magnate from within, you have to allow yourself in your process to be much like how David was in the stone and Michelangelo chipped away everything that was not David. So, as it relates to, again, your branding, everything that does not represent the magnate version of you needs to go. And I developed this process because I took myself through the process. And I have to admit that there's always the chiseling away of what doesn't represent the now magnate of who I am. So it's never a one and done type of sculpture, if you will. It is a consistent examination and looking at what reflects who I am now that needs to show up. Now, good thing for me because I create in multiple dimensions of who I am, that I have a plethora of resources that reflect those different levels. So when it's time for me to shift to a new level of who I am, I can easily make that transition because I've pretty much, I don't want to say exhausted in a sense, the different levels of who I've already been. I'm laughing because I do actually exhausted in a sense because I create so many different levels around a particular concept. And during the season of my experience, when I'm immersed in that way of beingness, that I do a lot of the creating and teaching and training and coaching and masterminding during that phase. So then when it's time again for me to make the shifts into who I'm going to be now, my branding levels up and then gets positioned easily. So an example, for years, and some of you know this story, for years, I was the media chess queen. And that was one of my major empires. The media chess queen wow factor was one of my main empires. But as I continued to level up in my branding, and I went through my Empress branding, and then leveled out more so in terms of the overall majesty, and being able to be the magnate, the media chess magnate majesty. And so, with chiseling away everything that was no longer relevant to who I was becoming, I had to let those facets go. But again, because I have different segments of who I am as a brand, that was fine for me to make that shift, right? I'm never so locked into something that I'm doing or something that I've done that I can't make the shifts. And then because I robustly create around it, it's kind of comical in a sense, to the point like, well, if I try to hang on to something that I really have already done quite a bit, it just doesn't even seem logical at that point. So I kind of have the robustness stacked up against me, or stacked before me, in a sense, to say, yeah, it's kind of time to do something different because you have done quite a bit around this particular focus. So, making those shifts. Now, I will admit, even though I can shift pretty easily, sometimes there is a little bit of that attachment if there's a certain aspect or element that I wanted to see come into fruition a certain way. Then there could be just a little prolonging in terms of trying to make a little something where I don't do that often, but no one's perfect, but I have been in that scenario once or twice for sure, where I had to look and say, well, whatever didn't get accomplished on this level, maybe it's being repositioned for the more expansive level. And then if it isn't, maybe what I thought I was trying to bring into fruition anyway was not going to be something that was going to ultimately work, for the grander picture, if you will. But I just know I had to go through those different phases of chiseling away concepts and ideas that were not going to be in the highest alignment. Sure, I could create them for creation's sake. And trust me, I've done quite a bit of that, where some things I created because I wanted to. It was my desire. And whether they got leveraged a certain way or not, it's just that I wanted to bring them forth and birth them and did. And then most of the time I'd end up positioning those things to serve a more expansive purpose. So I'm good with that. But in terms of positioning and repositioning your branding is critical, but it does start with looking at the evolution, the metamorphosis, and the evolution of the brand, and then what can be fully optimized in terms of what will play out significantly. So the optimization aspect that I teach in branding, that is more so equivalent, if you will, to the David that is now extracted from the stone. Right. So when you are looking at your branding in terms of leveling up as a magnate, that means that you're going to get magnate type of ideas. You're going to get those level, different levels of innovative strategies to start to implement and execute. And anything that is not representing that high-end beingness of who you are, the high level profitability, because in order to position as a magnate, that constitutes, in terms of a wealthy, successful person in a particular area, primarily business, right? So most of you are already magnates, even without the wealth, because you have a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of wisdom, but you need to execute on the evolution and optimization. Trust me, I know what this is like because that's what it was for me for years. It was the wealth of wisdom, the wealth of information, the wealth of experiences, I should say, that I had that could be leveraged in some very significant ways. But sometimes when you are not stepping up into the role that you are really here to exude, you're not playing that full out. That's not being true to who you are, which then is not a true representation of a magnate. So it's time to look at yourself in different categories. Look at the wealth of wisdom that you have and how you can turn that wisdom into workshops, into a variety of different opportunities that people can have the experience with. And then start being able to showcase that within your branding factor, within your branding factor. And again, chipping away everything. So I'll give an example. There were products and different projects that I really wanted to see come to pass. And then I had to look and say, but do these support where I'm headed now? It's like, shifting trajectories and saying, okay, on that particular trajectory, that's what was going to play out, but now you've shifted, you've changed. So going back to the Media Chess Queen, which the Media Chess Queen repositioned to be other components. So what was a major empire at one point, and what I was signaturely known for in the media, that got shifted. It still exists, but it doesn't exist in the empire format that it did before. It's still an empire of its own, but it has a different way that it plays out in terms of what I've done with that, because it shifted so that the magnate aspect and the majesty aspect could come forth in terms of the fuller, expression. So I had to change up what I was doing and to chip away again everything that is not the magnate that wanted to be represented and demonstrated for that particular phase. So sometimes that chiseling is not just so much of letting go of certain things, it is also allowing the repositioning of things that have been, the evolution of those things. And sometimes the evolution of those things that are ready to be optimized in a fuller way, they shift. Sometimes they, I don't want to say they minimize, but it's almost like when you are doing renovation in a home, and sometimes you might trim off another room, to make another room more expansive, but that room still exists and it gets repurposed, even though it maybe it was a major room, but maybe you wanted to add an additional room, so you needed to put a wall up or so that a divider so that another room could be created. That's still expansion in a sense, because it's allowing another component, another room to come in and serve a purpose that organically was not a part of the home. So you have to look at it like that. It's what comes to mind is this commercial. It's escaping me which one it was, but I think it was some type of appliance commercial. But it was a family, and the son had come home to visit, and he hadn't been there since renovations had been done. And he's coming to go to his new room. And I think what it is they maybe had a kitchen built out more so, and his room was closer to the kitchen. And so when he opened up the door to his room, it was smaller. They trimmed it down, but here's the deal. He wasn't home. He would come to visit. And he certainly could go to a guest room or so that was a bigger room, but they had to trim his room down. And trust me, it was trimmed down. It was. But he dealt with it. He was like, okay, because he's not going to be there long. He's just visiting. So they didn't have a need for his room to stay the way that it was, because it wasn't really being occupied, right? And so even though some of what you've been doing in your branding and in your business, you've actually been occupying that, you've been doing things, with that in a significant way. But sometimes there is time that you got to trim it back in a sense. Because just like with pruning rose bushes or so, you prune them so that they can grow more expansively. So sometimes you are chiseling away something, but you're just sculpting it to be what it is meant to be in the moment, right? And it doesn't mean that you can't go and do something else. That's the difference here when you are resculpting what you are doing as a brand and a business. It's different than having a structure, much so like David, that has been chiseled to what David is and will always be in terms of that structure. You get to be more flexible, but it's still using the Michelangelo method to consistently be able to look at who the magnate is of you in this moment. What's that going to be for a certain phase? That phase could be 1 year, could be 5 years, or so it may last you a decade, right? But you do have to allow yourself to be flexible to consistently chisel away what is no longer the magnate of who you are now. There will always be the magnate within, because just like the Matroska doll, the Russian nesting doll concept that I use and I teach in terms of empires within empires. And if you're not familiar with the Russian nesting doll, it's the big doll that has the dolls within the dolls. And to me, that is what plays out even in the magnate type of experience, is that there's the magnate within the magnate within the magnate, right? There's these different levels. And that's what I've been demonstrating for quite some time. There's various levels of me. And that's why when it's time for me to make a shift to what that next level is for me, because I've already created the level or the trajectory for that level of a magnate, then I'm fine, to move forward. I'm currently even in another shifting now, another up leveling, and consistently chiseling away what is not going to be the best representation of the magnate majesty that I am bringing forth for this phase, right? So it's an ongoing journey, but you have to start the process. A lot of times people are consistently trying to bring forth a brand aspect of who they are that has really expired. They have not caught up with their evolution. And something that I teach some of you, if you've been following, this broadcast for quite some time, you've heard me, speak about brand buffering. So brand buffering is much like what it sounds like. When something buffers, it's continuously loading, but it's not connecting, like having a bad internet connection or so. It's buffering, it's spinning, it's consistently, but it's not catching on enough to now we are really cooking with gas here and we are able to do something. When a brand has not caught up with the evolution, it acts lacks the evolution, it's like the buffering. And that's what I call, again, the brand buffering. People can see the brand and can want to participate, but it's like it's loading. It's like they can't get to it. No matter what it is, they can't participate in the way that they would like to, and they want to, but something's not making the connection. And so, like anything, if something's buffering consistently, then you're going to go find another, what server so is not buffering, or if this is just happening in this browser, even after you've restarted and you've done these things and there's still the buffering. Sometimes it's not just the internet connection. Sometimes it is the browser that you're using, right? So metaphorically. So people will go somewhere else if you are consistently buffering in your branding. They'll do it, right? But you don't want to be buffering. So you want to catch up with your evolution so that you can optimize. And again, a lot of you are not stepping into your magnate roles. And what I mean by that, you don't necessarily have to go around calling yourself that, all right? But you need to position yourself in terms of leveraging that level of influence in the business space, all right? So entrepreneur, influencepreneur. You want to be able to play at the highest level in a high-end framework, a high-end framework, because it's from there is where you continuously make these magnate moves, the magnate money moves, all right? Impact and income on higher levels. But you have to chisel away consistently what does not represent you as a brand. You have to do it. Now, I talk a lot about this aspect in my epitome of brand expression, high-end brand expression, and also understanding what the second coming of your branding is, which is really a consistent theme that takes place through brand relaunches. It's you're always going to have a second and third and fourth coming of your brand. At least you should, right? So when you start evolutionizing who you are to optimize it, then you can start really positioning in terms of what this next level of a magnate is for you. But if you don't Michelangelo yourself in the David format, that method, you will never really get to the fullness of who you are. So I want each of you to think of yourself as being diamonds. You know, you not just one diamond, but you are a diamond mine, so to speak, or gold mine, right? And when diamonds and gold are they're extracted, they're unearthed from being in coal, right? And that pressure from the mining experience is what brings forth the diamond. So all of the pressure that you have had, you know, especially over the last so many years, with your business. Again, even if your business is thriving, it could be doing well, but it's not being able to catapult to the next level. It's much like when someone who has achieved six figures and they want to go on to seven figures and they can't seem to break through that in a significant way. And a lot of times, again, it's because that brand is buffering. It's buffering, and there's not the chiseling away of what no longer is relevant. So sometimes people build courses and they build, you know, different product platforms, and I've done this, and they leverage it as evergreen, and that's good and dandy. All right. I do all of that. But you have to evolutionize the evergreen experience too. Because if you don't, then it does, yes, it reflects a part of your branding that is going to consistently serve someone at that level. But at the same time, if you're marketing it a certain way, it is lagging behind in terms of who you have become and what that actually represents in your business experience now, right? So things have to, you have to keep chiseling. You have to keep re-sculpting in a sense. Some things will run their course. And you want to make sure too that even some things that are running their course in a good way, that's not a hindrance to your forward progression, because sometimes we get distracted by what is working. And we consistently like, let me make this work better. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? It's working. We want to continue to evolve this. Well, no, sometimes, yeah, you want to evolve it, but you want to be careful how you evolve it. And to make sure that certain components are not a part of the new level of the branding, not in a significant way. So that's where the trimming back, the renovation, and I do all of this, and all this takes place within the magnate within mastermind, and being able to, again, chisel away, do the Michelangelo method. What no longer serves who you have become as a magnate in the moment, that simply has to be repositioned, or it has to go. Now, let me say this. When I say that it has to go, meaning the method in the way, doesn't mean the product itself, or a certain level of the service has to go. It just has to be repositioned. Something that you've been doing for quite some time, maybe you raise up someone else to teach that format. Maybe you license and certify other people to teach that part of your work while you go on to do the more evolutionized, expanded work that you're here to do, and to demonstrate that level of the magnate, in the marketplace, right? Don't get bogged down by what has been. As you are rising higher, so to speak, and more expansive, you have to jettison some weight. Like I'll use myself, for example, like me, I have a lot, right? In terms of over 300 publications on Amazon, I have over 500 digital products, I have over 1,000 online platforms that serve different niche markets. So some people could say, well, that's quite a bit, you know. But because I kind of create in the higher level creator format, and demonstrate sovereignty, in social media and, creating my own brand and business Bible experience, creating like God in a sense, using higher divine, awareness to do this, that doesn't, that's not a lot to, if you want to say to God, that is nothing. That would not be considered a lot. Now, in the eyes of man, that's like, yes, that's pretty robust, right? But my point in bringing this up is that with all of that, I had to start even simplifying that in a way to reposition it. Because for my next phase, I needed to jettison some weight in terms of I needed more simplicity. So I didn't necessarily need all those platforms to be even relevant anymore. In fact, I even had some disruptions with a particular platform that I was using, and a lot of my platforms went away. It's because that was not that was not a next part of the journey, not in that format anyway, right? So, and when things like that happen, I'm just move on to the next thing. Most people are like, oh my gosh, I spent all this time doing this. I'm like, no, it served its purpose. I'm a creator. I don't have to like sob over that. It's no longer relevant. So it needs to go. But you can get out ahead of different things where certain things don't have to be disruptive to you. You can know that, this simply is no longer a part of the branding a certain way, and I need to allow that to shift. Now, again, the reason why the branding is important is because people buy into brands. It doesn't matter what product you have, what service you have, what gifts and skills that you have, talents. None of that matters if people simply don't align with your brand. And the only way that you're going to really achieve, I don't say ultimate alignment, but in a sense, we can consider it to be ultimate alignment, is it has to be the true representation of what wants to come forth and your level of authority, you showing up as a magnate. Because if that is what's within and that's not what is coming out to the world, forget it. Then that is part of imposter way of being. Not necessarily intentionally, but it's still happening. It's not a true representation. Then that means, again, haven't caught up with the evolution. You're in the brand buffering stage. And trust me, you don't want to be there. Because when that buffers for too long, that's a major lag. And that's a lot of business that you've lost. Because people, they're somewhere else. And then by the time you stop buffering and whatever you were wanting to bring to the world is ready, guess what happens? It's pretty much an outdated, expired version of who you are. Trust me, I've seen this on so many different levels. I've seen it with colleagues. I've seen it with people who've come to me, as clients, where they take too long to catch up with the evolution. That by the time they do start to sync up with some things to get some traction moving in a certain area, the product or the service that they're offering no longer really reflects who they are. Now, that doesn't mean, they get rid of it. No, it just means that, okay, this got to be repositioned now. It'll work somewhere, but it's not the main star of the brand. It's not what's going to bring the wow factor to the branding. And so you can't really make major moves in terms of the impact and the income when you are not evolutionizing your branding to be optimized. Right? So this is important. So you need to examine what no longer is a part of my branding for this phase. And then What types of services, what types of products, what types of offerings should I be bringing forth now? Some of you thinking, well, I've spent a lot of time doing what I've been doing. And yeah, but some of that isn't really working to your highest advantage. So you need to look at how do you leverage that as a launching pad, as a springboard or so, or do you go back to what seems to be the drawing board or back to the potter's wheel and now make again another vessel, bring forth what represents you now. Bring forth what represents you now. Something that I teach in business and branding metamorphosis is that the journey is not the butterfly. See, a lot of people think what they've been developing for along the way is what they're here to bring to the marketplace, or just even in our life's purpose, we think that's what we're here to bring. And it's like, no, you're not here to bring forth something that's going to have you consistently regurgitating the journey that you've overcome or you've come out of. No. Or say, well, I need to go back and tell people about this. No, you need to be actually sharing that as you are still in the journey. Now, even though we use the butterfly, the caterpillar transitioning to a butterfly metaphorically, in the human experience, which I have a whole nother work around that, my divine human butterfly work, it's an evolutionary process versus a transformational process. And when you think about a butterfly, once it comes into its new formation, it doesn't go back and teach other caterpillars how to go through the cocoon process. It goes on to live a butterfly life and starts exploring that territory, that trajectory, right? It's a new trajectory that it's the new life. And so when you are leveling up in this magnate way, you have to look at what are magnate activities and what's according to your unique magnate encoding. Because it's going to be different. Now, there are going to be obviously some principles and characteristics that are going to be true and the same for everyone, just like when you go to college at a university. The core curriculum will be the same, even if the concentrations are different. There are going to be some fundamental foundational aspects that you are going to have to do that everyone will. No different than if you sign up for a social media account. You got to put in the same information that someone else, even though it's your unique information. There are some things you are going to have to do the same, but then your uniqueness, your unique factor comes out once you get into the flow. Right? So it's the same with the magnate. Who I am as a magnate versus who you are, that's completely different. So I don't have a cookie cutter system for you to say, oh, yes, here's one, two, three steps to become blah, 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 X, Y, and Z. Now, again, there are fundamentals, foundational things, yes, core, the core basics that are going to apply in terms of your jump start. But now, how you start to leverage who you are and the type of magnate that is within the stone of who you are, what chisels away, what comes forth will be different than someone else. All right? Like each diamond that comes forth has its own uniqueness, even though it is a diamond. All right? So you have to be able to understand what that is going to be for you. But until you start chiseling away what is no longer relevant. Who you are today, who you've been, and the success you've achieved, that pales in comparison to what wants to come forth. You need to look at who am I now? What is the magnate within the magnate, within the magnate? Which version of that wants to come forth now? It's all those different dimensions. Like I have different dimensions of my different levels. And then some of those levels, they just serve as places and opportunities that people can come and avail themselves to those experiences, primarily in products and different platforms. Yep. And that's the level people, that's where they are. But I'm not there anymore. So, but the part of me that's there, that will be eternal for whoever needs to sync up with that. That will be there for them. I have to continue with my evolution. I have to continue with the Michelangelo type of method in terms of my multi-mission of why I'm here, right? So chiseling away everything that is not the magnate in the moment. That's what counts. What is not the branding factor that's going to be most relevant for high-end success? Okay, again, we're talking magnate here. That means successful, wealthy business individual, influential person achieving wealth. And I say holistically, not just financially, right? So, what doesn't represent that? What in your branding does not reflect that now? You have to examine this. And you have to start that chiseling away or the refinement process. Because even when Michelangelo was chiseling away what wasn't David, even when he saw David and David was coming into form, there had to be, after he chiseled away, there had to be the buffering of him in terms of that. This is the good buffering part, the buffing him out, I should say, not buffering, but he had to refine that work. He had to polish it. And I have a whole nother work in terms of presentable to polish. He had to take what he created and now start to not just refine it, he had to bring it into its fuller expression. It wasn't enough just to chisel it away and say, now here's what we have. He had to do some things to perfect that, shine it up, gloss it up, so to speak. He had to be able to make it presentable. Yes, great in its authentic, organic, raw format for sure. But I'm sure that he had to put some touches to that. And sometimes that's what you're going to have to do too, is being able to start looking at your brand, which part now you've done your chiseling, what part needs to come from it's presentable in terms of it's ready, it's relevant. But now let's polish this. Now let's make this more optimized for the audience. And no, that's not necessarily let me make it bling bling or anything like that. Sure, you, if that's what it's calling for, you can do that. But sometimes it may be the marketing copy that you put out that most represents what this new version of you is. The new products, the new services, whatever is the new magnate demonstration for the moment, that is what you need to bring forth. That's the part that's being polished, meaning you're taking marketing copy, marketing communications, business communications, and then bringing it into sales communication, right? All working together like a hand in glove. It's the Holy Trinity in terms of making a connection to your audience. Because this is about connecting to convert for currency. And do you have a brand that will work for you in order to do that? So again, you want to chisel away what no longer is relevant for your brand so that the magnate within can come forth for the moment to have this high-end success, higher level profitability. Now, I'm not saying go and scrap everything that you've previously done. Again, you just need to figure out, am I chiseling this back or am I repositioning this? Is this going here? What represents who you are as a magnate now? All right. So I believe I'm going to bring this segment to a close. I just wanted to really empower you. You know, one of the things that I seek to accomplish with these segments is that you will become more aware, have expanded awareness in terms of who you truly are, and get next level, now and next level comprehension around those dynamics so you can ultimately be able to carve out your own lane for profitability, especially being a magnate. You want to consistently level up. You want to make magnate moves. This is how you consistently become masterful because anything that you're doing, you need to be on the path of mastery. Your mindset should always be in terms of mastering different levels of who you are so that your success that plays out can be masterful. And that's what people buy into and they follow. Who can consistently keep the evolution going in terms of mastering this? Who is the influencer that's not looking to just level out and just be, you know, I got to this level of success and not looking to take it to the next level consistently? I say there should always be, every 90 days, you should be in a new trajectory of who you are. I'm just saying. That's why me, I create in the ways that I do, and then I'm ready to transition to the next level of who I am in the moment. As we pay attention, I'm going to close this out, but as we pay attention, how time has been speeding up consistently. I say since the year 1988, time each year kept moving. And then by the time we really got to what, 2000, start like 2010 or so, that the 2012, the years really started picking up. You're ringing in a new year like every other month. That's how time is flying by. So if that is what's taking place with time, think about how your evolution journey should be in terms of who you are and what you're representing. Time waits for no one. It keeps consistently moving. And so you, as a magnate, should be in sync with that rhythm and just knowing, wow. So for me, every 90 days is a new evolutionary juncture. I examine, are we still doing this moving forward? Or is there something else that I should be bringing forth now? That's how I can always be ahead of the game, because most people, they don't think like that. They've got, you know, the next 5 or 10 years planned out. I do too, but I have it in a very evolutionary catapulting type of way, where what maybe would take me so many years to achieve, I look at how that can already be accomplished, how it's already being accomplished now in some format. How do I close the evolutionary gap to be able to suspend a decade? How to say, do decades in a day or in a weekend or so, in a very short period of time of things that need to be, not things that aren't supposed to be. All right. Again, that's why brand buffering happens, because people don't stay up with the evolution. So if you want to be a part of an experience where a magnate is continuously leveling up and you need that type of example and demonstration, I'm not saying that you have to be advantageous like that. All right, I got skin in the game here. So I've been doing this for a minute. So I can catapult in those ways, right? But if you want to consistently be in the evolution of who you are and your branding catapult to be optimized consistently, then you definitely want to, you know, stick around here, right? Because your potential is ready to go far beyond what you have even planned for your life, planned for your business, all right? So as always, I always say that there are a plethora of resources within the description that will help you to start leveling up. And if you're interested in being a part of the magnate within Mastermind, I have other masterminds around this particular initiative too, but you're ready to make some serious magnate moves. Then there's information below in the description. But focus on your branding factor right now and being able to take that through an evolutionary process and to consistently look at what no longer is a part of this next phase. What is not part of my now and emerging next as a magnate? Okay, again, bringing forth the magnate from within. Michelangelo's David style. So that's what I have for you for this segment. And it's been my absolute joy and delight to share this with you. Again, it's a method that I've been using over the years and one that I help to take other influencers through that are leveling up in their multi-level magnate type of expression. And I hope to have you be a part of that experience. But you're a part of it now. And again, there are resources within the description that will help you really start to take your branding to the next level. All right. So I'm looking forward to being back with you soon. Take care and stay blessed.